talk a bit of recycling. The plastics, the soft plastics. Have you bothered starting that recycling bizzo up again? I ask because the Australian Council of Recycling, is now warning our recycling industry is on the brink of collapse. Tons of plastics would end up in landfill. Exactly what happened with Redcycle a couple of years ago. They're blaming cheap imported plastics. They're saying it's too easy for businesses to use these cheap imported plastics instead of having laws with minimum standards that require recycled plastic to be used. Dr. Ron Weinberg's on the line. He's Technical Director at MRA Consulting, a waste management consulting business. Ron, thanks for your time.
Good morning. Thank you. No problem at all.
How dire is this situation for the soft plastics recycling industry?
It's pretty serious.
Yeah.
It's hard for plastic recyclers to get going when they're faced with the simple fact that virgin plastic is cheaper. And unless there's something that changes the system and tilts everything in favour of using recycled material, it's hard because anyone who's using, who wants a plastic packaging for whatever reason, they're economically rational and they're going to get the cheapest material they can. And if the virgin stuff is cheaper, that's what they'll go and buy.
So what needs to change?
I think the federal government has to set rules that ensure a minimum recycled content in plastic packaging, and also to really mandate that you just got to do it. I mean, we're faced with a situation where we don't want landfills. Nobody wants to live next to a landfill, but the simple fact is that unless we stop making stuff that is disposable, we're going to keep having these landfills. And the way around that is to reuse as much of these materials as possible. But it costs money. It's more expensive. And so the only way you can get that going is by government regulation, I believe.
If government does regulate, then business has to go down the path with the more expensive plastic. That ends up coming back to bite the rest of us.
Of course it will, yes. But
that's the price? That's the price?
The alternative is you can have more landfills.
I'm sorry, Ron. I'm losing you quite a bit there. I might check if there's a way we can fix the phone line quality and come back to you. I just can't quite under. We're losing you in the gremlins in time and space, getting in the way of our interview. Dr. Ron Weinberg, I think we've fixed your line. We were talking about government mandates. Is there willingness, do you reckon?
Well, apparently not at the government level, but it's not happening. Mm. The industry's been crying out for it for years, but it just doesn't seem to happen.
Does it stop businesses building, I mean, the industry, the end product for the soft plastics recycling? Is there a delay in that because there's not a certainty that a government mandate would bring?
Well, there's a problem with people investing in the recycling infrastructure, right? Unless they can be assured that they'll get the raw material, in other words, the recycled used plastic to feed their system, and unless they can be assured that there will be a market for the product, why would they invest?
Are there many markets for the product at the moment?
Well, it's limited. There's lots of market, but the virgin plastic, as I said, is cheaper. So that's what makes it hard.
Where can plastic go to? Where would you like to see recycled plastic go instead of landfill?
I would like to see it reused as plastic. If it can't be reused, as plastic, the plastic can be depolymerized, and you can make new plastic again, or you can make other types of chemicals from it.
Mm.
These are valuable hydrocarbons which you've got to use, but reprocessing them costs money.
How likely is it we're going to see a repeat of Redcycle?
Oh, I wouldn't want to be a prophet on this, but look, there is a danger that it happens again. Mm. There is a danger because it needs that extra support to ensure that it'll go ahead.
All right. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
That's a pleasure.
Dr. Ron Weinberg there, Technical Director at MRA Consulting, a waste management consulting business. The challenge being set down for the federal government there, find a way to force businesses to use recycled plastic, find ways to safeguard an industry trajectory for the soft plastics recycling. Otherwise, there is no point doing what my family does, putting bits of soft plastic in a bigger bag to take down to the supermarket. No point at all.